Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Pierre Spears, and I'm the trainer equipment manager for the Fort McMurray Oil Barons. And this is year 17.
Year 17, wow. And we are in your office.
We're actually in my office for this one. I think last time we were at your office, and it was during COVID or whatever.
Right. And then we filmed at the Dream Home 1 year.
Yeah, Dream Home 1 year.
In one of the rooms. So and now we are in your spot. So
we're in my spot.
The one thing that people cannot see is behind me there's a lot of Minion stuff. So explain to me your love of the Minions, please.
You know what? It's just one of those things that you have a bad day, you can Google them or look them up and they make you laugh.
Yeah.
And since they ever come out, I just like watching them. And I remind myself of probably one of them.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So out of all of the movies, we were just chatting about it. 7, if you count the Despicable Me's.
Yep.
Which one do you think is your go-to jam?
The Minion. When they first came out, like when they discovered who they were, how they were made, and they found Gru.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So I think that was about the third one in, or first Minion one, third movie in.
So their origin story.
Yeah, their origin story,
They're cool movies.
Oh, they are. Like, they're good for everyone.
Yeah.
Adults, kids.
Yeah, they're sweet.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing about you, which is different, you're not like these hockey boys.
Like, no.
You are not. Like, how do you work and be in this environment that is different? You obviously love it and enjoy it, but your personality is not one of those hockey players. You're so much lighter, so
You know what, with this industry or this job, with people coming into it, you have to be, how do I put it, a mother of 25 kids.
Yeah.
You have to be their friends, you gotta be consoling, you have to look after them. So basically at the end of the day, they can walk in here and come and sit and chat with you if there's something wrong, or they need something, or you know what, family problems, not problems, but they miss their mom or dad, or they're not used to being away from home. Like, you've done interviews with the kids, they're all from out of town.
Yeah.
Calgary, Montreal, States. So it's a big task.
Yeah.
Like, people don't get to see this office or what happens. They see myself on the bench, and that's what they think the role is. But at the end of the day, we do, like myself, I do a lot, like the medical with our medical team. I do all the equipment, do all the travel with them. And you gotta be literally their best friend.
Yeah.
So they have somebody they can come talk to.
Yeah.
So.
Because what I'm finding out, because I've obviously over the years interviewed players, just not so many at one time. And so I'm asking all of them different questions. I'm learning so much. The one thing that I'm really learning is the amount of commitment that's here, that they spend here, not only practicing, but with you, with the rest of the organization. The time commitment is unbelievable.
Yeah, so their given day with our new coach, Sam, they start at 9:30 in the morning. They go for a workout at Mac Island.
Yeah.
And then they get done that. They usually come here for 12:30, 12:45 for a team meeting. They get ready for practice. Practice is 2 to 4. Mm-hmm. And then after 4 o'clock, we have a 4 to 5. We have on ice session that our assistant coach Matt does, where people in the community can sign up, and a couple of those players go out. And then on top of it, they do roughing for shift league. They do Peak Academy. We do attendance at schools that request it if we have time. Mm-hmm. They're very busy kids. Yeah, and especially being young, it teaches them a workload of, hey, you know what? You have to adjust your stuff. And yes, the main focus is hockey, but there is a lot entitled to it.
Yeah, so. No, it's wild because, like, I grew up with hockey boys, so, but I didn't see it from this perspective.
Yeah.
Like, my boys are playing house leagues and stuff. Like, and honestly, the one guy who was in our school that I was able to follow a little bit was Upshaw, but he just always played hockey, and I didn't know what he was up to. I knew he wasn't hanging out with the boys like we were just hanging out. He was busy doing something.
Yeah.
Obviously, now I'm finding out. Oh, he was busy working.
Like, yeah, and it's a job at these young kids, and they think it's fun and they have a good time, but. In the day when they could look back at their time, they're like, hey, it actually was a job. We were learning and stuff. They learn how to take care of time management. They take care of maybe going to the store, getting a prescription if they're hurt, being on time, being accountable.
Yeah.
So there's a lot behind it.
Yeah, no doubt. So, and now for you, 17 years in with this organization.
Yeah.
What have you seen that makes you hopeful for this season?
New coaching staff and GM. They've done a great job bringing in kids, and we have the talent and everything there.
Yeah.
I think we will do pretty good in playoffs.
Nice. Half the players we talked to have been traded here.
Yeah. Like they've been picked up. GM and the coach has done a really good job on them. And it's reduced league on team-wise, but at the end of the day, the real season starts on March 15th when playoffs start.
Yeah.
We're ready for that, and we'll do good. We have a fun, like, we have a great goaltending duo, so, and great players to go with it. So,
nice. So you're feeling pretty confident.
I've been confident since we started this year. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Now let's talk about something that I know you love, and it's Vegas.
Yeah, it is, but
have you been to the Sphere?
I have not.
I can't believe you haven't been to the Sphere.
Due to the fact that our dollar is not the greatest to go to the States.
Yeah.
I've gone to Mexico the last 2 years.
Whoa, switching it up.
I went to Cancun the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Went down there and visited. Did the, what do they call it? The ruins or the temple?
Mayan ruins.
Yes, Mayan ruins. I went down and visited, seen them, and then did a excursion into one of the towns.
Yeah.
And this year I have headed off to the Dominican.
Nice.
Never been over there, so nice. I thought take that little trip and go for 10 days, 11 days.
Wow.
Nice. In between everything, so I did Vegas for how many years, so
that's what I mean.
You gotta kinda wait a little bit and then go back when the dollar's a little bit better.
Yeah.
So
yeah, fair enough.
That's the plan, but I think my next big trip to the States will be Nashville.
Okay.
I'm a huge country fan and it's an event that we get, so that's the plan.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh. Do you want to get that door?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So, going to Mexico now, other from Vegas, how are you liking it? Completely different vibes, obviously.
Oh, it is. That's, as you know me, I'm a go-lucky person. I don't have a problem meeting people when I go someplace.
So. Right.
Well, I have a great, great time. Last year, I arrived at the resort, and they had their little pool party there in the afternoon and went over, and just by chance, I met a player that used to play in the league for Montevideo.
Wow.
And he knew who I was because of who I looked like.
Yeah,
He's like, you're from Fort Mac, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, sir. He's like, so I enjoy it. It's a different thing. So, but you got to get out and go travel a little bit and see. So
that's awesome. Speaking of players that you're bumping into, we were just chatting with all these players, and there's one guy one of the coaches who used to play here as a player, like
played for Spruce Grove
and had to come here, and he was just like, coming here was intimidating, it was so loud, and because I recognize coming here, like, we people come out for the Barons game, it's a huge thing.
It is.
That's not always the type of community buy-in you get when you go play other places.
No, and it's not. We have a great support of our fans and our sponsors in town. And our assistant coach, Josh, used to play for Spruce Grove. And it was back in the 2009-10 era where it was hard to come in here and play. And teams knew that when they came in because of the fans on top of everyone and Adam. So it's a pride you take when you recruit kids of our our community support that we have.
Yeah.
And like right now, we're out there doing our dream home stuff. It's a great way to support the team with anything we do, sponsorships, rank boards, advertising. But right now, we're trying to get ticket sales on our dream home. To again, we support 22 kids that come in here, and we have a lot of stuff that needs to be taken care of them, and that fundraiser is our biggest one of the year that we kind of need to boost the sales a little bit. Yeah. And have it where that money goes to the team, and a lot of the community doesn't know what the team does or what they need at the end of the day. They know they're supporting the team, but a lot of that goes into travel on the road, hotels, buses, meals, their billets, their equipment, supplies that I need to get to help them throughout the year. So there's a lot of that support that money comes from, that hey, that we really appreciate everyone donating, their buying tickets for the dream home. It's a beautiful house.
No, it's one of the best I've seen in years.
Yeah, and it's, I'm gonna it's move great. Into it.
Buy your tickets, support, and like, yeah.
Oh, you'll be living there.
I'm gonna be living there. Yeah.
But it is a great thing for everyone to go and support. And at the end of the day, your money is going to a great cause. It is helping the kids move on to their future of NCAA or pro hockey. Mm-hmm. As you all know, we've had a couple players go pro. Upshaw, local. Phillips, local. Colton Perico was the last one out of here. And soon Harding. To be probably Tage Harding. He's at Providence right now, got drafted by Chicago. So
and Hartigan.
Hartigan, York. Like, there's a lot that they move all on to the next level that you guys are supporting by purchasing your dream home tickets. So
there we go. Well, listen, he tapped his watch, but you still get a shameless shout out or plug, although you just nailed that one. So let me hear your other shameless shout.
You guys, thank you very much.
There we go. For McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.